of big days in Chicago. How much do you look forward to playing there?
Looking forward to it. You know, it's another divisional game, one we need on the road. So it'd be a good test for us again.
Adrian, they have been a good defense, and yet you have had some of your biggest days down there. Is there a reason for that? Do you like the field? Was it the way they scheme you?
I don't know. It could be part of the scheme. I really can't tell you. You know, I go out, try to give 110% every time I touch the field.
You haven't beaten them down there since your rookie year. How frustrating is that kid for you?
It's frustrating. You know, it's something that I don't think about often, but, you know, that is the case. But I don't think we can focus on taking it 1 week at a time, bouncing back from last week and trying to go on the road and get a tough win. We know it's going to be tough there in that environment. But, you know, it's a divisional game, and it's another game on our schedule, and we need to finish this week 1-1.
Adrian, how do you continue to find ways to get yards after the contact when there's so many, 8-9, and there's so many people in the box? Do you think of different ways, or it's just the feel thing, or how do you do that?
I don't think of different ways, man. I just go out there and just keep my legs pumping, you know, and get our guys flying around until the whistle blows. And, you know, because I tell those guys all the time, you never know where the ball is going to come, you know, when I'm back there. It might be designed to go to the right, and I might end up behind the left tackle, you know. So just talking to those guys, you know, making sure that they're keeping, you know, their eyes open and they're going until the whistle is blown.
Adrian, I know it's just been 1 week, but how much more at ease with Zach, you know, blocking for you, has it been? You know, it's different when you hadn't played and he was kind of put in that position. I mean, how is that now having last week under your belt going forward?
It's good, you know, especially for him, you know, getting that first game out of his system. You know, if he had some jitters or whatever, I'm sure it's gone now. And, you know, I feel like he played a pretty solid game. So, you know, each week just trying to improve. And, you know, just going through practice yesterday, I've seen, you know, some of the improvement, you know, that he's making, and asking me different questions, and, you know, in team meeting, and, you know, asking different questions and things like that. So he's focused on what we need to do to win.
Is it hard to tell him this is what used to be done, you know? I mean, it's kind of a weird position for you to help him that way.
Not really. You know, he does a good job of, you know, studying and getting the X's and O's. You know, the advice I give him is just go out there and play fast, you know, and sometimes you can kind of overthink things, especially young guys, you know. So I tell them, hey, just go out there and hit somebody, you know. You know, it's better than, you know, being hesitant when I'm behind you.
The media has really been on Ponders. And all the years I've been covering this, I've never seen a quarterback get the criticism from the local media he's getting. What's your thought about that?
It is what it is. It's part of, you know, the game. You know, your performance is going to be, you know, critiqued, you know, that people are going to sit there and make their opinions on how they feel you play. So, you know, it is what it is. It comes with the territory, especially at the quarterback position.
Team may still have a confidence in them?
Say again?
Does team still have confidence in them?
Yeah.
You're back them? I mean, you think he can do the job?
Yeah, I definitely think he can do the job. And I've said that time and time again. And, you know, we're going in, bagging them this week as well.
Adrian, it seems like there's not as many 100-yard rushers every week in the NFL as there have been in the past. Is it just that everybody's that pass happy, or is it just getting tougher to run with the defense the way they do it?
I think it's a mix of both. You know, anytime I don't get 100, you know, I'm just like, wow, I'm disappointed because I think it's so easy to get 100. But, yeah, I think it's a mix of both, you know, like, you know, focusing on the run and, you know, a lot of teams spreading out and passing the ball a lot.
As you look at that Lions tape, what do you think happened after that one long carry?
What I think happened? You know, just, you know, we kind of got beat up a little bit up front. And, you know, just, you know, not really executing, you know, was when I was able to get the tape, you know, that was the biggest thing, you know, and it was something that we, you know, we learned from, something trying to put behind us. And, you know, don't allow it to happen again.
You see a bit of a similar front, though, with what Chicago presents. They got a couple good D tackles as well.
Yeah, they got a good D tackle, but they're not Detroit up front, you know. But not to take anything away from those guys, you know, Julius Peppers and, you know, those guys are great players as well. So we got to go out and be physical and, you know, make our presence felt.
Adrian, in your 2,000-yard club, no one's ever come close to 2,000 again. Any theories that you, of your theories of why that's never happened? No one's ever done it twice? I mean, obviously it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to do. That's one reason. I don't know. I don't have a theory. The reason it hasn't, you know, happened twice, but I hope, you know, I'm looking forward to being in class of my own then, you know, because I definitely plan on being over 2,000.
How much you miss Felton?
Say again?
How much you miss Felton?
Oh, anytime, you know, you got a starter that's not out, you're going to miss him, you know, so we just got to, you know, continue to put the pieces together and, you know, guys, young guys are stepping up and, you know, playing that role until he gets back.
Are you a fan of the read option offense, or are you one of those who just wants the ball and you pick it?
I like the read option, too. You know, you got to have the right players to be able to run that. But it really makes it difficult for the defense to defend. You know, you look at Philadelphia, and it seemed like they're running the same play. You know, had like two passes out of it and a handoff and just was running. So it can cause some headaches for a defensive coordinator.
But if someone put the ball in your belly, you take it, right?
Say again?
If someone put the ball in your belly, you take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. But if that DN, you know, crams down, you know, I need to pull it and run around the corner.
Do you think that Eagles offense has staying power in the NFL, the speed with which they play?
Yeah, I think so. It looked like it the other day. You know, they played pretty well, especially that first half. So.
You think other teams will start playing that fast? Or would you want to play that fast?
Yeah, but you got to have the right pieces, too. You know, they have so many explosive pieces on offense, you know, the receiver, quarterback, you know, running back, and tight end as well. So, you know, every team can play in that type of, that style of offense.
Last few for Adrian. What did you think of
that? Your O-line took their lumps after last game, but last year it seemed whenever they had a bad game, they always turned it around. They take it personally to, you know, protect you and create holes. What have you seen this week after that with your O-line?
There's, you know, guys will come in and refocus, you know, understanding, you know, not trying to sweep anything under the rug, you know, accepting it for what it was and, you know, having a mindset to correct it. And that's all you can ask, you know, guys, it's a bounce back, be resilient. And, you know, take, you know, me and Christian, you know, give him the time he needs to be able to, you know, go through his progression and, you know, help this offense be productive.
The Detroit defense, you different? After that first long run?
Did it do what?
Detroit defense, you different in that game? Made a big run, then they kind of switched it around.
Not really, you know. I think they started with an 8-man box, you know, and they continue with that. You know, we just didn't execute on a lot of different plays, and, you know, some guys got beat on some plays as well. So that's pretty much what it boiled down to.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.